I invite you to pray with me. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, you who are our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So, have you ever been up against a giant? Have you ever been up against a giant? You know, our message today has many giants in it. And many times we face giants and think we're alone. Many times we face giants in our lives and think that we're not big enough. So I ask you, have you ever been up against a giant? So many of you know that Danny and I are huge basketball fans. We've had the privilege to see many, many basketball greats up close and personal over the decades. But one of the most striking things I think I have ever witnessed was a young Steph Curry, early in his career, take the court for the Warriors. Now, at a little over 6'2", Curry isn't exactly short by human standards. However, to see him lined up against the likes of LeBron James or Kevin Durant, not only does he appear to be a dwarf among giants, he looks thin even, like a child in the midst of a host of grown men. Small, baby-faced, not exactly the picture of a warrior ready for battle. Steph Curry is a David among a world of Goliaths. But just watch him play. Just watch him play with the big boys. And it becomes obvious that Curry does not believe himself to be at any disadvantage. You see, Curry comes not to just survive among the literal and figurative giants of the game. Curry comes to dominate. Curry comes to win. You know, I read somewhere once, as a player of any game knows, a desire not to lose is quite different from a desire to win. Kathleen, I'm not able to change the things. A player of any game knows a desire not to lose is quite different from a desire to win and tends to lead to quite different tactics. So I kind of relate this to the Israelites as they go to face the Philistines. They had become fearful. They had been put on the defensive. Saul even wanted to give all of his armor to little David, so much so that he couldn't even move. The Philistines, see, looked at this, and they believed that they had won even before the battle began, because they had the Israelites on the defensive and fearful. And they knew that the best defense in the world will not lead us to victory if you have no offense. You see, it takes only standing your ground to play defense, something that will never, ever move you forward, something that will keep you stuck on the same spot. But it takes courage to go beyond your ground and move forward. It takes courage to win. So there's some things I want us to ask ourselves as a people. Do we have the courage to speak the truth? Like David, you see, before this story began, He was trying to tell folks that he could do this. He had a faith in God and he could do this. But see, he was just supposed to bring the sandwiches. Seriously. That was his only job. He was coming to bring lunch. But he knew he could defeat Goliath. And he kept trying to tell people, send me. But he was silenced. So do we have the courage to speak the truth even when others attempt to silence our voices? And do we have the courage to speak up and to let the truth of God be heard in our voices? And I ask us, do we have the courage to lead? And I'm not talking about just the pastor and the leadership. I'm talking about each and every one of us. Do we have the courage to be called on by God to lead a people out of bondage and away from all the giants in their lives? And do we have the courage to do the unpopular thing? To build bridges instead of walls? To stand in unity and peace and forgiveness in a world that expects hate? To go and feed the hungry and clothe the naked, the commandments of our Christ? It might not be the popular thing, but do we have the courage? And do we have the courage to say the unpopular thing? To speak the faith we have in the midst of the Goliaths that would silence us? To spread the gospel wherever we go, to be fearless in the face of naysayers, false narratives, and bad press? To speak our faith in places where, well, it's just not done today? Do we have the courage to proclaim in our words and in our actions our belief in a saving God amidst the giants of societal convention and fear of being thought a fool? As followers of Jesus and members of Christ's holy church, do we have the courage to reach out, speak our faith, invite our neighbor to experience this healing, saving, reconciling love of God through Jesus Christ? Yes, we certainly live in a Goliath world, and there are giants bent on our destruction and defeat all around us. Will we cower in fear, wondering who will fight the battle for us? Or will we be David, an impertinent, imperfect, not yet fully grown in our faith and person, and will we decide, even then, that it is us who must go? Will we have the courage to go on the offensive, not with spears and swords, but with the almighty presence of God? Will we allow the accuser, the liar, the deceiver, the hater to win just by standing our ground? Or will we play offense, clothed in the power of the Holy Spirit, the love of Jesus? Will we stand together, moving forward? And will we claim that love will win? The courage, you see, to win for God is the courage to love and forgive. The world gives us challenges that seem insurmountable. Can we gather the courage to face them, knowing God is with us? How will we move forward, defy convention? How will we change the game. I'd like for you to look at a video. How will we change the game? Small, skinny, tiny by NBA standards, Stephen Curry changed the game. You know, we face many, many giants today, but we do not face them alone. He said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith? See, now is the acceptable time. See, now is the day of salvation." Do we have the faith that God will win our battles if we only step forward? Do we have the courage to allow God to defeat all the Goliaths in our world? Do we truly know in our very hearts and souls that God is with us? God is love, and love always wins. Amen and amen.